The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Johnny, that's better than most. That is better than most. Better than most!
Better Than Most is a regular feature of The Business of Giving, examining the best places to work among social businesses and nonprofit organizations.
And for this evening's Better Than Most segment, we will be going out to Silicon Valley and to the Palo Alto offices of Benetech. We'll begin with their CEO, Jim Fruchterman, and then hear from other members of the Benetech team.
At Benetech, our culture really got defined by our team. We asked them to tell us things that were true about Benetech, and they came up with seven things that we think is true, and now we live by that. And so those seven truths just like permeate everything that we do. You know, social good through technology, doing the right things right, being open over being closed, you know, partnering, developing people. So it's just, we have these sort of core values that make it a lot easier for people to make the right decision.
Benetech actually has a very good work-life balance. We have many employees who have gone from full-time to part-time for various reasons and then come back to being full-time. We have a highly flexible work environment where employees can work remotely any given point of time or from home. And especially now with the high cost of living in the Bay Area, we've had some employees who moved elsewhere, and we've made it work for them. And so we are extremely flexible. We've actually found this to be a very productive tool to retain good employees.
I think people feel empowered, and that was an intentional change that happened where 1 year, I forget exactly which one, we wanted to bring decision-making down to all levels of the organization. And so we explored how that was. We tested different processes and workflows to make that happen. It's not a change that happened overnight. But, you know, as I reflect back on it, the way we worked back in the day is different from how we do it today. And empowerment and feeling like you have the ability to make decisions and make things happen is here. And maybe the last thing I'll just mention is that, you know, it's just cool. You know, when you tell people where you work and what you do and their reaction, you know, it just feels good. So, you know, that counts for something.
In the month that I've been here, I realized that a lot of it comes with trust. Trust is definitely the key when you want to work remotely and, you know, you have that flexibility. It definitely leads to a lot of independence. But also at the same time, like Suki mentioned, productivity sometimes can increase because I've noticed that, you know, my teammates are always available for me to send a message to, quick question.
One of the things I really enjoy about working here, and particularly the way that the work is approached, is that there's sort of this strong belief in doing the right thing for the issue at hand. Jim likes to call sometimes these are called karma engagements, in which there's some issue that arises, it's a pressing human rights issue, or something that another peer organization is facing, and we're able to sort of provide advice or play a connector role without expressly having a project and a funding stream and sort of this full structure. It's about doing the right thing because this is our mission. And so it also, for me, provides a lot of opportunities to connect with people across peer organizations, whether they're tool developers or especially human rights organizations. It allows me to work on sort of this huge cross-section of issues in lots of countries that I wouldn't necessarily get contact with in a more traditional human rights organization.
This week, for example, I went over to General Motors and I was sharing some of the work we do. And at the end of the presentation, somebody said, wait, are you a nonprofit? And, you know, those types of feedback is just, it makes you really proud to be able to make an impact and share what you do.
And for a tech company in Silicon Valley, one of the things that's really special is that Benetech staff is actually majority female. It's really special to be with a lot of women who are technical experts and subject matter experts, as well as traditional managers and communicators. We also have a staff of people with diverse abilities, including folks who are blind or visually impaired. People bring their dogs, their seeing eye dogs, into work. I've even been able to learn a little bit about how Braille works from some of my colleagues and the tools that they use in order to be able to read their screens. And I'm amazed at the speed at which my colleagues can hear an entire screen read to them and be able to manipulate and get to the aspects of a software program that they want to get to. The other thing that's really cool is that Benetech is a place where people's ideas are valued. It's a culture that listens to people and makes our individual experience and our individual contribution really feel empowering. And in fact, that's what Benetech is all about, is empowering people in general around the world through inclusive information, and it really walks the walk.
We do a Denison survey, an annual survey for all employees that ask their opinion on mission alignment, consistency, involvement, adaptability. And Denver, as you know, research shows the links between corporate culture and results. So we've been doing this for years, and it really does help guide even some of our corporate bonus objectives. Sometimes we'll have an objective for everybody on the team, whether it's around customer focus or accessibility, and that way the whole team sort of working together to learn together or to know our products better.
One of my favorite perks is getting paid to either bike or walk to work or using public transportation. And I think a lot of people here at the company use that. I personally like that.
And it's called a 215. This is a practice that is the senior management team engages in. So the way it works is that every 2 weeks or so, managers are asked to write down what have you been working on for the past 2 weeks, and then what are you planning on working on for the coming 2 weeks. And those are exchanged among a team of 15 or so people. And it's called a 215 because it's supposed to take 2 minutes to read and only 15 minutes to write. But in reality, it takes a lot longer to synthesize what you've been working on. So maybe it should be called more like a 260 because it usually takes me an hour to write them.
Yeah, I know at these company meetings I mentioned, Jim is very transparent about what any issues that are going on in the company. Last year, we were still waiting on funding, and he was very forthright and upfront about where we stood and trying to keep the company up to speed, kind of letting us all ride the roller coaster with him. And I think, as a culture, there's a lot of trust through that.
We are fortunate to be located in sunny Northern California in Palo Alto, and we're right on this small downtown street that is surrounded by some beautiful residential areas. So not only, is there natural light coming in, which is a fantastic motivator, at least where I sit, there's an opportunity to get outside. And so I've actually taken, I manage five different people, and we'll actually do walking meetings. So instead of going into a conference room, many of which do not actually have windows, we'll go outside and walk around the block. There's a park nearby, and it's nice to get out, have some fresh air, and also get some different perspective.
So, someone will come in for a meeting, and often for us from DC, and they're slightly more professionally dressed, perhaps, and used to a slightly stricter business environment. And we'll bring them in and ask them if they want coffee or tea. And in the kitchen, we have enormous collection of rubber duckies that sits above the kitchen cabinets. And it's just sort of one of the quirky things that exists at Benetech and tells people when they come to visit us that this is a little bit different.
I think it's having come from corporate world as well as having volunteered at various nonprofits, it's really great that what we do is it's kind of a fusion. I've seen a lot of organizations that are smaller and maybe doesn't have the efficiencies that we do have in terms of business development and, you know, having a marketing team that can support all of that. But also on the corporate side, there's at the end of the day, you don't find as much, it's not as fulfilling to go home. So I think it's Benetech's kind of that perfect balance between the corporate, from what I've seen, the corporate and then the nonprofit world, and lots of really just great synergies that are brought together because of that.
I want to thank Sarah Gephardt for organizing my visit and to all those who participated in this piece. Mark Roberts, Suki Nagesh, Mario Oliveros, Michael Tron, Rachel Bernstein, Soanne Ma, Jennifer Kane, and Jillian Hessler. To hear this again, read the transcript, or see pictures of the participants and the Benetech offices, come to denver-frederick.com. And we'll have posted there for you my full interview with Jim Fruchterman, the founder and CEO of Benetech.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.